The Lord's strength and courage be with you. It is October the 16th, 2015. And tonight the Lord is kind of giving us a refresher on healing. He's asking us to exercise our gifts and to water the seeds of faith and the seeds of gifts that He's given us. And really in the last week or so. So I'll go ahead and begin. I have planted within each of you seeds of gifts to be used on my body and on those who as yet do not know me. My children, these gifts must be tended and gently cared for, lest the destroyer, another name for Satan, send his agents to steal them before they come to fruition. A few days ago, I gave a fresh impartation to this family, an impartation for healing. I explained it so simply that no one could misunderstand. All that is needed for a healing is a sick person, a believer, and that equals a miracle. You could also write the equation this way if you had to. A sick person, a believer, exercising their faith equals a miracle. I want you to continue to cultivate this gift. It is important to me because I use healing to bring unbelievers to me. As an aside here, guys, you know, talk is cheap. Everyone has a good thing to talk about. But as Paul said, we come to people with the power of God, the touch of God that people can feel. And that's so far beyond words. So I can really relate to what he's saying here. He continued, signs and wonders will follow those that believe. Deliverance, healing, understanding, breakthroughs. All these attributes attend you, my children, and my bride. That is why I gave them. Now it is up to you to cultivate and not allow the enemy's agents to come and steal them away, so that you end up just as ill-equipped as you were before I gave this impartation. Please don't grow weary in well-doing. Please don't allow your faith to backslide. You see, you must exercise these gifts for them to grow. Don't allow the weeds of unbelief spring up around them. You know the parable about the seed. And some fell among the thorns, and the cares of this world grew up around this seed and choked it out. That's from Luke 8. This is something for you to be aware of right now, because this is the approaching season when the demons incite avarice, greed, and busy work, luring you away from spiritual things into carnal things. To survive this and see your faith seeds grow, you will have to use them more often. Invest more time using them. Step forward in faith at every opportunity. Don't be shy. The fact that you were obedient, even though you didn't really feel the anointing, draws down my mercy and my grace. This is also my season, and I am with you. I am sending you people to pray for. Be on the alert for them. They may even distract you away from shopping or whatever you go out to do. Don't be shy about grabbing opportunities to pray for people. Remember also the simple formula, so simple a five-year-old could easily exercise. And you're coming into a season when children will be more and more anointed to pray for you. Do you believe Jesus can heal? Do you believe Jesus lives in me? Do you believe that he can reach out through me and heal you? How much more simple could you get? This demystifies the gift of healing and brings it down to an easily attainable practice. No showmanship, only love and faith and action. And here's an aside. I just wanted to share a brief thing that happened with me. I had a volunteer over here working on a little project, and her knee went out, and she'd been having some terrible problems with her knee and had gone to see an orthopedic surgeon, and they were ordering an MRI for her. And she was just struggling to finish what she had volunteered to do. And I felt so badly for her. I was answering emails at the time and ministering, really. And the last thing I wanted to do was stop what I was doing and pray for her. But you can see how weak I am, guys. That thought hit me twice, and the Lord reminded me that I didn't want to be a hypocrite and be telling you what to do and not doing it myself. That got my attention. So I put down what I was doing, and I said, "Do you mind if I pray for you?" And she said, "No, no, go ahead." So I used this easy little formula on her, and I said, "Do you believe that Jesus heals?" And she said, "Yes." "Do you believe that Jesus lives in me?" And she said, "Yes." And then I said, "Well, do you think he can reach through me and touch you and heal you?" And she said, "Yes." So we sat down together, and I prayed quietly for, I didn't really say anything. I just called on the Lord's mercy and healing power to touch her through my hand. And she piped up all of a sudden. She said, "The pain's gone. The pain went away." And that was a witness to her of God's love. I said, "See, he loves you. He cares about you. He really is with you." Oh, that just lit her whole face up. So, you know, I have to practice what I preach too. But that's just an example, you know, something that happened that I didn't expect at all. I wasn't prepared for it. Although scripture does say, be ready and in season and out of season. So, in essence, that's what the Lord is asking us to do here. The Lord continued, "If you don't use your muscles, they become weak and atrophied. This is what happens to most Christians when they are converted. They are all on fire to go out and do things for me. The gift of healing is even in operation. But as time goes by, they put that toy down to look for another one." "Gee, Lord, I did that." He answered me, "Yes, but you also had discouragement. The leaders of that church did not raise people up. They push them down. And that is precisely why so many churches are emptying. People are tired of being on fire and getting a wet rag thrown over them. Why do leaders do this? They are afraid. Afraid it will get out of hand. And it may very well get out of hand. But a skilled shepherd will bring his flock back into line, even when a few sheep wander off. Or if the older sheep butt the younger ones. This essentially is a very good picture of what happens with the gifts I give in churches. It is so terribly sad. I send those to pray, and healings happen. Then someone shuts that new person down, trying to protect what they believe is their territory. So the sick in that church slowly waste away and die right in front of the people who prevented their healing. I'm not exaggerating here. I am simply stating a fact, and that's one major reason people leave these churches. But my brides, you have a part to play in this. You must tend to this tender plant and bring it up into maturity. Exercise it at every turn. At every opportunity, don't grow weary or lazy and miss a chance to touch people for me. If the first time doesn't do the job, pray again and again in faith. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain from showing your care for others. At the very least, they will be touched that you cared enough to stop what you were doing and minister to them. This is a soft approach to calling the lambs in. You aren't overpowering them with scripture, but you are touching them with my hands. You are giving them the opportunity to at least feel loved by me. And there are yet things I impart to a soul when you pray. They too are given a seed. They too are stirred and left with a loving impression. So much takes place in the spirit realm. So much is accomplished that is not recognized. Souls that have given up on being loved by me are restored in hope. They feel my concern for them. Many are the souls that think I have abandoned them and that they're not worthy. Reaching out to pray with them gives you the opportunity to tell them that that is never the case. Rather, it is the enemy who is insinuating those things. The enemy wants them to feel condemned, hopeless, and forsaken. There are some you need to tell, you know, the Lord set this up. He loves you, and he wanted you to know just how much. He doesn't care about your past. He's all about your future. When you turn a glance in his direction with a repentant heart, he immediately forgives you and welcomes you into his arms. No, Judy, you can't come on the computer, baby. Come here, Juju. Oh, Judah. My mountain lion kitty is trying to walk all over the computer here, distract us. Okay, no more pets. You be quiet now. He's sitting here listening. It's very, very cute. Anyway, there are some you need to tell. You know the Lord set this up. He loves you and he wanted you to know how much. He doesn't care about your past. He is all about your future. When you turn a glance in his direction with a repentant heart, he immediately forgives you and welcomes you back into his arms, where he can give you the strength to go and sin no more. Don't let the father of lies trick you into believing otherwise. The Bible doesn't call him the accuser of the brethren for nothing. All these short instructions help a soul to open up to healing, open up to the possibility that I haven't written them off, and reach out to me for forgiveness and a life of communion and restoration, a fellowship. As you go about your days, ask some people, how do you feel about God and what do you think he feels about you? This is the perfect way to begin a non-threatening conversation that can end in restoration and salvation for a soul who felt themselves forsaken a long, long time ago and has just buried the thought of having a friendship with me. So in essence, I'm asking you to water your gift, encourage it to grow, and exercise it on others. You would be shocked to know how many you pass by every day that needed to know me in a deeper way. Remember, my children and my bride, I am with you when you reach out to touch them, and I will reach through you and touch their hearts and their bodies. And that's the end of the message.